Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of our series using selections from Listening to Your Life, Daily Meditations with Frederick Buechner, an American writer and theologian. Today we're reading another selection from prayer. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Be importunate, Jesus says. Not, one assumes, because you have to beat a path to God's door before he'll open it, but because until you beat the path, maybe there's no way of getting to your door. Ravish my heart, John Donne wrote, but God will not usually ravish. He will only court. Be importunate, Jesus says. Not, one assumes, because you have to beat a path to God's door before he'll open it, but because until you beat the path, maybe there's no way of getting to your door. Ravish my heart, John Donne wrote, but God will not usually ravish. He will only court. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Be importunate, Jesus says. Not, one assumes, because you have to beat a path to God's door before he'll open it, but because until you beat the path, maybe there's no way of getting to your door. Ravish my heart, John Donne wrote, but God will not usually ravish. He will only court. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Be importunate, Jesus says. Not, one assumes, because you have to beat a path to God's door before he'll open it, but because until you beat the path, maybe there's no way of getting to your door. Ravish my heart, John Donne wrote, but God will not usually ravish. He will only court. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for being present with us today. As we go about our day today, may we remain mindful of and attentive to your living, active presence that's always dwelling deeply within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.